Alison found herself blinking, trying to focus her eyes on the exit sign through a liquidy film. Plastic chairs were lined in rows. An elderly man was hunched over, coughing behind his mask. An elderly woman with bloated ankles held his hand. Not far from them stood a man in motorcycle leathers, wearing a crash helmet with the visor down. Alison wondered why he hadn't raised the visor, or better still, taken the helmet off. It was odd that he hadn't. His head didn't move. She noticed a white zigzag crack across the plastic, not unlike a lightning bolt. He was standing ridiculously stock still, like a shop window mannequin, and she wondered why he wasn't being seen by someone, since he was obviously in need of urgent medical assistance. Then wondered why he seemed to be looking directly at her, till she noticed blood dripping down his sleeve. It must have been pooling inside his gauntlet for some time, because it was dropping from his fingertips and forming a widening puddle at his feet. The young woman's howls still echoed. Alison didn't want to hear them anymore. She wanted to get out of there. She walked past the motorcycle man without looking at him. The sliding doors parted. She didn't look back at him as she entered the cold night air and darkness. No. No way. Not now. Jesus Christ. Give me some fucking peace for once, will you?